Now, around the country, celebrations to mark St. Patrick's Day are underway. The first day the event has been celebrated in public since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's get a flavour for what's happening at these events this lunchtime from some of our correspondents and reporters, beginning with Dublin, where a crowd of, we hear, 400,000 has gathered in the city. Our arts and media correspondent, Sinead Crowley, is there for us. And Sinead, plenty of colour and atmosphere in the capital with a good turnout as well.
Falta Gadish Rod Dama Angus Thomincha Ikfek and Mark Erin Paraj, Kelly Harrington, Ellen Keane, Dira Kamiha, August Nave Porige Hain, and Shaw Freshen. Yes, tremendous colour. I mean, it's extraordinary really to think that, you know, 2 years have gone by without this spectacle that was so much part of the city. And really there was great joy among people this morning just to be back and to be experiencing it. For a change, we had some beautiful weather actually in Dublin. We've seen all sorts of weather over the last few years, but this morning we had blue skies, very, very pleasant. And that certainly added to the atmosphere. As always, there was plenty of visitors here as well. I spoke to people from France, I spoke to people from Spain, also people, for example, from Brazil living here, a couple of people who'd been here since COVID and hadn't managed to experience the parade yet. So really a good atmosphere, people from all around the country as well. But also amongst the celebration, I have to say, there was a dignity to it and certainly a very respectful way thinking of Ukraine as well. Throughout the crowd, you could see Ukrainian flags. You could see a couple of people holding, you know, yellow and blue flowers. There was also Ukrainian representation at the head of the parade. So really, as it was, I think dignity is the word. There was a sense of celebration, a sense of people enjoying themselves, but also an awareness that things are very, very difficult in other parts of the world and people thinking of that. And I spoke to a selection of people who had come to the parade to enjoy what was going on.
From Winora, Donegal, and we were here a couple of years ago. We just wanted to come back, so it was very good.
From Boston, Massachusetts. Just excited after all the COVID stuff to get out. We're all Irish, so we're here to embrace our Irish heritage and get some drinks in us.
It's a lot warmer from North Dakota. About 20 degrees warmer here. We still got snow on the ground, so yeah, first time here, so enjoying it.
So you're from Ukraine, and I suppose it's a day of celebration here, but we are all thinking of you very much. Are you seeing some of your colours around here today? Do you think people are understanding?
Yeah, I really feel the support from Irish people. And I want to say thank you for all the workers that have been hosting us. It's really, really precious, and I want to say thank you and keep supporting Ukraine.
A sample of how St. Patrick's Day is being celebrated in Dublin this afternoon. And next to Cork, where Jenny O'Sullivan is in the city centre. Jenny, no doubt a similar atmosphere in Cork this lunchtime.
Absolutely. Greetings from the South Mall, where it's fair to say the city centre is rocking. Organisers expected maybe 50,000, and I'd say they'll be happy that those numbers have certainly been reached. There's been a phenomenal kind of reaction. People are really happy to be back out here, and they've been lining the streets certainly since early morning, causing all sorts of consternation with traffic. But this year there's a remarkable 2,500 people from community, arts, sporting groups, and the emergency service, defence forces. They're all taking part. The theme: heroes, ordinary people in extraordinary times. And among them, the very popular choice is Grand Marshals this year with the charity biker group Cork Blood Bike South. But there's also, as Sinead mentioned, there is a sense of what's happening elsewhere, and mixed with the green, the yellow and blue of Ukraine. And we had quite a moving moment when the Polish support group, together Azim, with members from the cities Georgian, Lithuanian, Croatian community, stopped at the stand here to be acknowledged by the Minister for Foreign Affairs and the city's Lord Mayor Colm Kelleher. And they got a resounding standing ovation from everybody gathered. On a lighter note, there's plenty of music. The Barrack Street Band is back, and everybody is stepping out to the Philadelphia Irish Trad group. So plenty to be enjoyed. The City Parade is just one of a dozen in the county today.
Okay, Jenny O'Sullivan in Cork, thank you. And our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath, is in Galway. Pat, has the sun been shining down on festivities in the West?
It did. It started in glorious sunshine at 11:30. We're done and dusted here, Angus, since about 1 o'clock. And just as the parade concluded, the skies darkened and returned to more traditional Galway weather. An estimated crowd of around 30,000 people lining the route. And at its heart, this is always a community event. It's striking to see today the thousands of children involved from the city's sporting and recreation organisations, many of them taking part for the first time. The parade was led by the Olympic medal winner Fiona Murta and Frank Downs, who's raised millions of euros for the Irish Guide Dogs charity. And the theme was Shiachan, most visibly represented by a group of Ukrainians living in the city who were given continual applause as they marched near the head of the parade. The traditional route was altered in 2019. Organisers opted to stay with the revised circuit from University Road to Eyre Square this year. And it seems to have worked. Lots of people, lots of delight and a general sense of relief, I suppose, that usual events to mark the day are back in full swing.
Okay, great stuff. Pat McGrath in Galway, thank you. And let's briefly go to Belfast, where Áine Ní Gallachar is standing by. And the parade there, Áine, has just gotten underway in the last few minutes.
That's correct. Big crowds here in Belfast. The parade left City Hall just after 1 o'clock and is presently making its way to Reuters Square. It really is a colourful carnival pageant of costume, music and dance. And I suppose this year especially, a big emphasis on music, as Belfast has been awarded UNESCO status as City of Music. So a great atmosphere here this afternoon.
Áine Ní Gallachar in Belfast, thank you very much.